Congressman Dave Obie has been through a few recessions since taking office in 1969.
Well, I never thought that I would see threats to this economy as large as they are today. I think we barely averted having a gigantic financial catastrophe in September, when almost overnight the entire financial system could have collapsed worldwide.
The Democrat from northern Wisconsin believes the economy has stabilized, but not without huge upheavals. He expects the jobless rate to rise beyond 7% in the next 18 months, and counting the underemployed could be as high as 15%.
The economists who I respect tell me this is going to last a long time. They think that we will certainly not be out of the woods 2 years from now. If things get out of hand, it could last a whole lot longer.
Obie says President Bush acted quickly to help banking and Wall Street, but has been immobilized when it comes to helping the middle class. But he says the solution has to be bipartisan cooperation.
You can't be making decisions about what we do on the basis of what our political ideology is, or on the basis of which groups in society we like and which groups we don't. I mean, this is a very dicey situation.
Obie says the situation isn't as bad as the Great Depression because of safety nets of Social Security, unemployment compensation, and Medicare. But he says this is the worst situation since Hoover was president. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.